Daniel Z, everybody. Take it away, Dan.
Thank you, Mark. Hi. I am Danielle. I am an adult child and a yogi, a pianist, an economist, an angry man, a lonely one, dancer. I like strawberries. It's good to be here. Good to feel you being in this welcoming group. And I am really touched, Mark. Thank you that you felt that I am someone who can speak and share and worthy to listen. One year ago, I finished the so-called anger workshop. I didn't have a clue what the heck is that. So I went there and we were talking about boundaries, the role of anger, and there were certain questions. And on a certain moment, the lady just asked us that write down what makes you sad about the world. And it really, actually, I wrote down, it makes me sad that I cannot find my place in it. And at the same time, I just immediately started to feel shame. There are war in Ukraine, there are people starving, and I am here feeling myself sad because I cannot find my place in it. And at the same time, I just felt, okay, I think this is the definition of adult children, of alcoholics and dysfunctional families. My journey is mostly lonely, but I guess it is not I'm not the only one. My journey was started several times in my life. The last restart was 1.5 years ago. And this restart was started with a beautiful love, a really strong, extraordinary love. I was completely lost. I felt that this is finally I have it. This is the one. Everything is just fine. Everything is perfect. I feel in my body, all my nerves, all my cells just saying that this is it. The relationship I was looking for. And 2 years later, I was standing there, completely lost, couldn't sleep, couldn't eat, couldn't handle the anger of the other. With shame and guilt and extraordinary emptiness. I felt myself a zombie. I was frozen, completely frozen. It took me 2 weeks to try to start to cry. Then, thanks to a psychotherapist, cried first time in front of someone after several years. And my first thought was, thanks God, I am paying this person because at least he can handle me. And something started to work inside me. Because 2 hours later, I just started to think, why the hell I need to pay anybody to accept me, to handle me? So I took a deep breath and I spent Saturday calling my friends and family who I left in Hungary And because of that, I felt shame and guilt because I loved them. But I felt I didn't have any other choice. I am lonely. I'm lost. Completely lost in a strange world, a new world. I choose to be here and I am bugged up and struggling. So maybe I can call those people who I spent 10, 20, 30, 40 years with, and I can tell them what is happening. So this was the first moment when I felt again gratefulness. My monologue became pretty straightforward at the end. Hi, I'm calling you because I need you and I just want to tell you I am fucked up. I'm lost. I don't know what is happening. And I told them my story. And everybody was like usually they were. Certain people gave me advices. Others became pissed off. Others challenged me, questioned if this is the right decision, what I'm making right now. I was different. I was completely empty. Long, long time, I didn't feel my mother such close. She was doing what she were usually doing. She was giving hell a lot of advices. And somehow I started to feel that, oh, this is her love. That's beautiful. But from that void, from that deep hole, it was not easy to stand up. I felt darkness everywhere. I felt pushed everywhere. It was on one hand pretty uncomfortable, on the other hand pretty comfortable because I got used to this kind of loneliness. And then it came in my mind that there is a yoga studio in Brussels. I have a friend in, so let's try it. And from that point forward, my life became really easy. Every time when I just felt lost, pick up the yoga mat, go. It was so simple. I was empty, so it was just doesn't make any, it was easy. And once a lovely friend of me gave to me a book, the title was Women Who Love Too Much. And I was just saying, what do you want from me? No, it's okay. Just change the women to people. It will be okay. Just do it. So I started to read it, and it was strange because it was easy to read. It was talking about fucked up people's misery, like me. Everything made sense. I was reading it. And among the stories, there were these three letters everywhere, ACA. Then I went to the ACA group and it was helpful and ta ta ta. Okay, so what is this ACA? So I Googled that. Adult Children of Alcoholics. Okay, whatever. Never heard about that. Where to start? There is some kind of laundry list. Okay, 14 traits, symptoms, and just a simple rule. If you feel that three of these is true for you, you might, it's good if you visit a meeting. I felt seven true. So, okay, let's go for a meeting. Turned out that in Brussels, these groups are still on Zoom, thanks to COVID, but a side effect of the disease. And in English. So it was pretty cheap to click a button, although it took me 2 weeks to reach a certain point when I could click that button. So So on a Sunday morning, I went into a group and somebody started the script. And I was listening, bubbles on my screen, talking about their miseries in 3 minutes without crosstalk and certain other rules included. And I felt myself seen, connected, and I was crying the full meeting. I felt myself that something is happening here. I am at home. Finally, there is a group of people. I don't have a clue who they are. And when I said that, "Hi guys, I am Danielle," and there was a mosquito bite me, and it hurts fucking much. It's terrible. And I felt that they got this. Somehow they noticed that. What does it mean? Bitten by a mosquito. So then I had the yoga, then I started the ACA. And as every time I felt the excitement, as every time I felt myself turned on, so I wanted to do everything, how to find a sponsor, do the steps. Now we have it, we will do this. And the program just said to me, "Daniel, calm down. 6 meetings, come back. Take your time." Then I started to go into the steps. Okay, what are the steps? First one, come out from denial. Okay, and that makes sense. I got it. I don't know where am I there. But second one, find the higher power of your understanding. Okay, fuck off. What is this God thing again? Why do I need this? Is it necessary? And just give me the things. I will do the job. I'm a good boy. I'm doing the work. So I can't be just keep this higher power stuff. So my lovely fellow tar travelers were listening to me for 3 months, talking continuously. Why I cannot do anything with this higher power stuff. It was really, really slow. Step by step, day by day, full with acceptance. I was extremely grateful for that safe place that provided me. I think it took half an year when I started to understand that I don't even have understanding what is denial, because there were moments when it just kicked in. Oh, I thought that I am over this, but I'm not. One of my main cathartic moment was when the text was about serving. Why we are giving back? Why? What is the service in the group? Why it is important? And as usual, I read the script in the morning, the reading, and I felt that, okay, serving for sure. I'm a good boy. I'm doing the serving. It's necessary. It's a good stuff indeed. And then during the meeting, something else happened. I was listening others how they were looked at the service. At a certain moment, I felt that this is the moment I need to share. And I started the sentence, "Of course I give back because," and then my voice just broken. Because suddenly I understood why I am giving back. I'm giving back because otherwise I don't have right to be here. I need to give back. My life is a system that I am serving. I am producing things. I cannot be acceptable just because I am. It is impossible that there is a world who say to me that, "Dania, you don't need to do anything. It is just good." It was extraordinary emotion. It was terrifying, that feeling. Oh my God. This is the definition of people pleasing. I need to people please. I literally feel myself in pain if I am not pleasing. Because then I'm nothing. So I just felt that, okay, maybe this denial. Now it has its own flavor. Maybe I can move on. The journey started to enrich with other things. On a certain moment, I bought a piano. It is in front of me right now. I love it. And I'm grateful that we didn't have money when I was a child and I had to play the flute because the education system didn't torture me. Learning the piano in a way, which is literally just to torture you. There was a moment when my brain just said that, okay, we are good boys still. So left hand lovely, right hand lovely, but the two together, that is literally impossible. That is not that. So don't even dare to think about that. I learned a lot about my speed, my tempo. The piano taught me that I am too fast. It was already a big moment when I just recognized why the heck I am playing this song at this tempo. Maybe can I half it? So I went into torturously slow. And there was a moment when the first 5 seconds just synchronized with my two hands. Between my two hands, and my brain said that, okay, fuck off. Yes. This animal is this is not work. This is impossible. First of all, second, I don't have a job here, so you do what you need to do. And indeed, it just became extraordinary to understand that these two things can just do the job. It was really nice to accept that I'm doing something without purpose. I don't want to be a big pianist. I don't want to be listened. I don't want to hear the claps of others, how amazing I am on the piano. It is just my pure joy. Then I went to breathing therapy. I started to connect to my body, understand the strengths of breath. That feeling when a man said to me, just Daniel, breathe and let your body do what the body needs to do. And after the third, fourth breath, I just felt that I wanted to scream. And it was strange. Where is the regulation? Where is the control here? It was an extraordinary experience. Tons of questions. Looking back, I think that was the moment after maybe 38 years when I felt my anger. That was continuously suppressed in my whole life. Then I went to a Tantra workshop. And it was amazing to feel that freedom, connect to people with certain exercises, share vulnerability, strengths, fear, shame. So at a certain moment, I just recognized that I have a lot of things. I'm singing in a yoga studio with a lovely American bitch. She's a lovely girl. And I'm flying there. I'm playing the piano. I'm doing yoga. I'm doing tantra. And AC is always there as a baseline. There is always a room around the globe where people say that, hi, I am XY. I'm a dead child. And I'm here to be. I'm lonely in this journey. I have a friend who usually said that we are all lonely because we die alone. And that's true. But it's so amazing when the body starts to release and accept, yeah, I'm a fucked up guy, but is that a big deal? What is exactly the problem with that? What are we looking for actually? We are just working as hell, doing something, although you are safe financially, you have a career, you don't like it, but it's fair paying the bill. There are lovely people as well. So can you just fucking calm down? Can you first time just believe that you don't need to make efforts? You proved enough in the workforce, in the work market, for your teachers, your parents, that you are still here. You have food in the fridge, you are not freezing. And look around, you have yoga, tantra, mantra, piano, ACA. It's a beautiful, colorful world. What do you need? It was lovely to look at the journey on ACA and on the wider world, on 12-steps programs as well. Looking at the past in a different way, it's not just my past. This past of millions, majority of them never recognize that there is help out there. They can find, but there is a lucky group of people who find two or three letters, AA, ACA, whatever, and they went into a group and something happened with them. I was surprised, if I remember well, that the first AA meeting was in 1938. Wow. What is an AA meeting that time? Just before the Second World War. Amazing. The ACA started in the 70s. And that is actually what is really important in that for me, the ACA is a folk tale. There is no author there. It is written by the people. Because if you are a proper ACA, then you're frightened of authority figures. And if you have an authority figure, you people please it. But if you don't have such thing in the institution, in the environment, then you experience something else. I just recognize that I love if I have a lot of voices around me. I don't want one person telling me what is the truth. I want to hear 15 truths. It's so comfortable. It reminds me that it's actually so beautiful to look at the same thing in different angles. And everything, everybody is right and wrong at the same time. Maybe together we are right. Maybe together we are completely wrong. And it doesn't really matter. But definitely that helps me a lot to find my own voice. Not to pick up one, just to being inspired by the others. And it feels like that doing a lot of things is like that for me. When I'm singing, I want to dance. When I'm dancing, I want to shout. When I'm shouting, I want to hit. When I'm hitting, I want to hug. How to be everything at the same time? Maybe I don't need to be everything at the same time. Maybe I just need to accept that I am. And I have a lot of beautiful people around me. There are people who hate me. There are people who love me. There are moments when I can accept them with their hate and with their love, and there are moments when I can't. And that is just fine. Because now I have a home. Duality everywhere. On one hand, I cannot find my place in the world. On the other hand, I have a home. You are looking at it. It's just beautiful to have this double attitude everywhere. It's so good to know that behind these bubbles on my screen, there are stories like mine, full with emotions, maybe pain, maybe torture, maybe love, maybe disgust, maybe shame. It's good to feel that we are that we are connected. We are sharing, and sharing is healing. In a certain moment, we can laugh, we can cry, we can share it, and we can feel that others can accept it, and I can accept it. The latest phase is about training called emotional release. Is just charming for me because literally I can do everything in the program what I need to do. I can sing, I can dance, I can shout. I can use my analytical mind. It is like putting together a picture. It has spirituality. That's pretty frightening. Still, but I feel it. On this journey, I think the main takeaway was for me, there are no good or bad feelings. Suppressed feelings are bad. Accepted and lived feelings are good. And this sentence became a safe place. Because it's so liberating. Finally accepting being angry, pissed off, disgusted. And with that, accept love, joy, and the others. Sitting in front of people, connecting with them, and just saying that, hey, I'm Danielle. An adult child. and I'm naked. Can you accept me? And there are people who says me we can't. And I know that I didn't need them. And there are few, they say, oh, hello, welcome. And then I can hug or hit or cause pain, trigger. But at the end of the journey, everybody knows that deep inside somewhere, that is love. And from that point of view, even the root stuff became something different. At least I am different. It's good to be here. Thank you for listening.